Government has taken steps to legislate the local content policy in the oil and gas industry. As such, the local content bill before Parliament is at an advanced stage and when passed will enable Ghanaians to enjoy more than 50% participation in aspects of the oil and gas industry. The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, announced this at the 51st Annual General Meeting of the Ghana Employers Association, GEA, in Accra. The meeting will also see the launch of the GEA Business Agenda for 2011 to 2014. Yvonne Atilego has filed this report.
Dr. Dufour said the petroleum industry will generate significant jobs if well regulated. To this end, government is focusing on local content as a sure way to retain the benefits of the oil and gas industry. He explained the benefits of the local content bill when passed into law.
The local content bill in its current form, when legislated, would ensure that all foreign companies operating in the industry in Ghana employ Ghanaians to occupy at least 50% of management positions. The ratio of Ghanaians in the top echelons of foreign oil companies has increased to 80% within the first 5 years.
Dr. Dufour said government has established an investment advisory committee to advise the minister on the management of the petroleum funds. He explained that the committee will help ensure prudent management, transparency and accountability in the oil and gas sector.
We are in the process of establishing both the advisory committee and the oversight committee. A team is working on a draft regulation for effective implementation of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. The establishment of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee to, among other things, monitor and evaluate compliance with the Act by Parliament.
The president of the Ghana Employers Association, Torrence Darkum, explained that in government's efforts to manage the proceeds of the oil revenue, the expectations of the population must be managed positively.
GEA believes that in ensuring good management of oil revenue, the expectations of the population must be managed positively. Some basic information sharing is necessary to avoid false expectations and accusations and to manage people's expectations downwards.
Mr. Darko called on government to adopt a national productivity improvement program to enhance productivity in both the formal and informal sectors. The 51st Annual General Meeting of the GEA also saw the launch of the GEA Business Agenda for 2011 to 2014. The document will guide GEA's advocacy in the next 3 years.
Yvonne Atilego filed that report.